Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June the 6th. Today is June the 6th, that's D-Day. Hope you take a second to pay your respects to all those brave soldiers who stormed the beaches at Normandy. If you've never been there, it's one of the most moving things you can do in your lifetime to see all the men that sacrificed themselves on those beaches. It's just, it's a stunning experience. If you ever get the chance. The outlook for the week, we're going to start off the week higher. We were 8 cents higher in corn, 36 higher in wheat, and almost 10 higher in the beans overnight. Beijing has reopened from the COVID crisis, but Shanghai is still shut down. But there is some improvement in Beijing, so they've opened it up. We'll see how that works out. I think the big talk is that the Russians continue, despite what they say, to bomb Ukrainian ports. So they're making it very tough for the Ukrainians to export very much grain at all. The UN talks were constructive, but the Russians continue to say there's not going to be any backing away unless sanctions are lifted by the West. And we don't see that happening anytime soon. And in the meantime, the bombing has actually increased, which is what put wheat prices higher overnight. We've got crop progress this afternoon at 3 o'clock. It should show the corn in really good shape. Question is, are they going to have a final planting percentage out here and what that is? We know North Dakota, Minnesota are going to lose acres due to prevent plant. Are they going to go into other crops, or are they just going to take prevent plant? We'll have to see. But my guess is they're going to plant it either into maybe spring wheat or into beans. We'll have to see. The crude oil did make a new historic high here today. Not historic, but a new contract high today. Got up to 120.99. We're currently a dollar under that. We've actually traded lower since we made the highs. But, the oil certainly looks like it can move higher here for a bit. We're going to have the supply and demand report at the end of the month. That's going to be critical in that we need to see what the USDA thinks about exports out here and what kind of crop size will be estimated for the crops around the world. That's going to be key, plus our carryouts. So I think this is going to be a relatively important report, and it should give us some good market direction. The bulls continue to believe that China is going to be a big buyer of beans in the July and August timeframe. We'll have to see if that shows up. There were no export sales here on Monday to start the week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.